On June 3, 2025, Texas Comptroller Glenn Hagar announced the removal of BlackRock, Inc. from the state's list of financial firms that were boycotting the fossil fuel industry. This move, which follows a notable shift in BlackRock's investment stance and ESG commitments, marks a milestone in Texas's effort to reshape the national conversation around energy policy, fiduciary responsibility, and state investment ethics. In 2022, Texas implemented legislation mandating the state to divest from companies that, in its view, discriminate against fossil fuel investments. The so-called anti-boycott list included firms perceived as prioritizing ESG, environmental, social, governance, frameworks in ways detrimental to Texas's oil and gas industry. BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager, was an early and high-profile inclusion on that list. At the time, its aggressive participation in ESG coalitions such as Climate Action 100+ and the Net Zero Asset Managers Initiative drew sharp criticism from Texas officials who viewed these commitments as threatening fossil fuel viability and, by extension, the state's economic foundation. Recent developments, according to Comptroller Hagar's statement, BlackRock has made substantive changes to its ESG policy posture. Withdrawal from net zero asset managers and scaling back from Climate Action 100+. Reduced fund exclusions relating to fossil fuel investments. Acknowledgement of economic and social consequences tied to overzealous energy transition narratives. Increased engagement in Texas-focused economic strategies, including support for a proposed Texas Stock Exchange development of financial products favoring Texas-based firms. These changes prompted Texas to formally delist BlackRock, citing a more intellectually honest conversation now emerging around energy policy. Economic and political implications. Investor signaling. BlackRock's move may prompt similar course corrections from other asset managers wary of exclusion from high-yield state contracts. Legislative momentum. Hagar's success in enforcing compliance through financial leverage may embolden other conservative-led states to adopt similar frameworks. Regulatory complexity. BlackRock's shift underscores the evolving tension between ESG mandates, fiduciary duty, and politically sensitive state investment criteria. While critics may interpret this as a dilution of ESG principles, others see it as a pragmatic realignment to accommodate market realities and sovereign investment priorities. Broader strategic shift in ESG politics. The Texas BlackRock episode illustrates a growing rift in ESG implementation across jurisdictions. While European regulators continue pushing binding ESG compliance, U.S. states like Texas erect guardrails to prevent the perceived politicization of investment mandates. This raises urgent questions. Can ESG frameworks coexist with fossil fuel-heavy state economies? Will federal intervention be necessary to harmonize investment governance? What fiduciary precedents are being set by politically motivated divestment policies? A milestone or a mirage? Whether this deregistration is a tactical retreat or a systemic realignment, it represents a significant moment in U.S. public finance discourse. Texas has demonstrated that it can wield its economic influence to shape corporate behavior without formal sanctions or litigation through reputational, policy, and contractual pressure alone. The ramifications of this move will ripple beyond Texas, potentially recalibrating how asset managers negotiate between ESG fidelity and jurisdictional compliance. As states battle for capital alignment, the outcome will shape not just investment flows but the very contours of fiduciary capitalism in a divided America. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please get in touch with us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.